Blog Talk Radio.
For today, dedicated to you know who.
Not gonna back down, baby. Not gonna back down.
That is not the B word I heard in your head.
It's daytime. It's daytime. I can filter myself sometimes when I'm thinking about it. That's when I'm not thinking about it, then I get in trouble.
We catch the ginger all off on the bad side. Oh, man.
I try not to. Really, I do. Really, I do try to think about what I'm saying. But
that's you, Aunt Snow. It just slips out. That's why y'all are better suited for nighttime radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Daytime's great. Love my daytime. But sometimes, man, y'all do some stupid stuff.
I just want to thank you all who sent me the wooden planks for my chicken coop.
Ooh.
Oh, by the way.
Chicken coop?
By the way, Ginger.
Oh, you are not. I don't have nothing in here today. I'm not crunching on anything today.
I told you I was going to get you.
No, she always does, too. She always does.
That's why I'm ninja. I will lie in wait.
All right. They're here for some news, and I want to start off with this one because maybe...
You didn't want to hear my ninja story? Fine.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I just came across a story and I'm thinking, oh, good Lord, we got to get this information out here so somebody somewhere sees these people.
I was about to share my early ninja leanings. I've always been this short. And, of course, everybody passed me up. You know how you...
4'3"?
Yeah, like you. 4'1". So, there was a little boy that used to pick on me quite often, and he was taller than I was. So when you're ninjas don't attack head on. We wait.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited for him. 2 weeks later, after the incident where he had pushed me down, I hit my head on a concrete brick. You know, I had a cut in the back of my head. So he could have killed me. So he completely earned what was coming. And I waited for him outside his apartment in the little bush there. And I jumped out and I hit him over the head with a branch. Quite a few times before his mother came out. And she says, what is going on here? What are you doing to my son? And I said, well, you know, he pushed me down and I hit my head on a concrete thing. You know, I explained to her what happened. And she says, you hit a girl. And then she started hitting him. It was hilarious.
That is awesome.
But, yes, so I'm ninja. I know I can't beat up you tall people, but I will wait for you.
I will wait. Please expect it.
I will jump out. Bam! Yeah, I'm sick. I need to stop that.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We need our Corey. We need our Corey. Somebody. Somebody get Corey some medicine now.
I'm going to get some coldies after we do the show.
Awesome. Good.
Coldies is awesome. Have you ever had those?
I have. I don't like them.
I don't like them, but they work. They do work.
They're gross. They make me want to go blah.
They work, though. Okay, now we do news. Yay!
All right. First. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. We see you. Good morning, Joe. All right, so teenagers, and parents, what are you thinking? All right, so four teens go missing in Xbox romance.
Four right. Teens? Four?
Four of them, yes.
That?
1, 2, 3, 4. 2 girls, 2 boys. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section. A romance that started on Xbox has ended in 4 Iowa teens running away from their homes, their parents say. 2 teenage girls from Shelbyville and 2 teenage boys from Atlantic went missing Saturday in what police say may have been a plotted escape. Crystal Sunderman, the mother of missing 16-year-old Corey Sunderman, said she believes her son met his girlfriend Jaslyn Vizek, 15, through Xbox's online gaming system and planned to run away with her and 2 other teens. The stupid lady. I'm sorry, I understand you're missing your son, but right now you're stupid. I don't let him have a Facebook account because I don't want him meeting people online. I didn't realize they could do so much on Xbox.
You know there's space coming for me right now, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me too. Corey Sunderman and Austin Boggs, 13, disappeared early Saturday morning after a run-in with police the night before. That same day, Vizek and Sky Floyd, 15, also disappeared. Friday night, the boys snuck out of Corey's home to go skateboarding and were caught by the cops for violating curfew. After police brought the boys back to the Sundermans' home, Crystal Sunderman tried to make sure the teens wouldn't run out again. This is going to sound really stupid, but I took all the shoes downstairs and put them in a bag and took them up to my room, thinking if I had the boys' shoes
really?
They could go out and go skateboarding again. The boys found alternate boots in the garage and went a step further. They ran away. Oh, my God. All right, so Corey's father, Tony, woke up for work the next morning. He realized not only were the boys missing, so were the mother's laptop and $400.
Kids, 400, really?
Yeah. Also missing is a 1997 gold Jeep Cherokee. He brought it home from his iron and metal recycling job. The licenseless vehicle was spotted nearly 4 hours away in Benton County around 10 a.m. All right, so these kids have been missing for a couple of days. Apparently they all four, or at least two of them met over Xbox Live, and now all four of them are missing. If you happen to be in the Iowa area and you see these kids, somebody turn them in. They are way too young to be out on their own. They're going to get in trouble or get hurt or much worse.
Wow.
There are pictures of all four of them up on the Yahoo text section right now. I'm going to tweet them. I'm also going to add this to Facebook because, again, like I said, these kids, they're kids. They really don't need
they're
to
little.
Be on their own.
They're too little
so,
to be out.
Winter is coming very quickly. They don't need to be out on the roads or, you know, under a bridge or wherever else these teens are living.
Wow. I'm marveling at the mother thinking taking the shoes would stop them from going out skateboarding. You know what stops them from skateboarding?
Taking the skateboard. But I didn't know my kids could meet other people over Xbox Live. Who do you think they're playing games with?
I didn't know you could skateboard without shoes. Really?
Oh, my God. Seriously, I got to blame the parents here for lack of intelligence, for not reading, for not finding out what it is you're allowing your kids to have. And I bet, what do you want to bet, that Xbox is in the child's room.
Yeah.
Plays unattended. The mother has no idea what he buys or what he plays besides.
Well, guys, you're right, because we're about to have porn on Xbox. So some of you need to tell your friends that are not gamers, they need to be paying attention.
Yes.
All right. We actually told you about the story a few months ago. British authorities are refusing to extradite that computer hacker. He's in Britain. I'm crazy. He's in Britain. They want to extradite him here to the U.S. British authorities today blocked a longstanding demand for the extradition of Gary McKinnon. He's a computer hacker wanted in the United States to face charges of intruding into a Pentagon computer or the Pentagon computer networks in a case that has become a touchstone of the delicate jurisdictional balance between the two countries since the attacks on September 11, 2001. Mr. McKinnon, 46, who has been facing the accusations for a decade, suffers from Asperger's syndrome and is prone to depression, Britain officials said. So he may not have even really fully understood what he did. You know, Asperger's people are known to be genius at certain things, but that doesn't mean they actually understand completely what they do. Anyway, in light of his high risk, the suspect is high risk, and would most likely commit suicide if sent here to the U.S., Home Secretary Theresa May told Parliament she had withdrawn the extradition order against Mr. McKinnon to safeguard his human rights. American prosecutors say Mr. McKinnon gained unauthorized access to 97 government computers between February 2001 and March 2002, causing damage worth $506,000. While he has admitted to hacking into Pentagon networks, he insists that he did so to seek evidence about UFOs. See, he's not all there.
No. And
now, I'm not saying that there's not evidence of UFOs. What I'm saying is realize that this is probably not the best way to go about it.
Exactly. And I can't help but blame our government. Why? Why do we have such sensitive material?
So easy to ask.
Yes. I mean, it's not that hard to make an intranet.
No.
And for people who are like, what the hell is an intranet? Read, Google.
American officials are describing his actions as the biggest military computer hack of all time. What a title. American authorities sought his extradition under a 2003 treaty that British critics of the legislation assert was designed to help prosecute terrorists but has been misused by American prosecutors. Imagine that.
Right? America.
This is supposed to be a catch-all measure in less onerous cases unrelated to national security. Ms. May's ruling was said by legal experts to have been the first time that Britain has publicly thwarted an American demand made under the contentious treaty, which enables American authorities to seek extradition of suspects without providing substantive evidence of their purported crime. Mr. McKinnon is accused of serious crimes, Ms. May said, but there is also no doubt that he is seriously ill. He has Asperger's syndrome and suffers from depressive illness. The legal question before me is now whether the extent of that illness is sufficient to preclude extradition. After careful consideration of all the relevant material, she says she's concluded that Mr. McKinnon's extradition would give rise to such a high risk of him ending his life that a decision to extradite would be incompatible with Mr. McKinnon's human rights. British critics of the extradition treaty have said that the pact effectively outsources British judicial responsibilities to the United States without securing reciprocal benefits or distinguishing between serious and lesser crimes. David Blunkett, the former Home Secretary who signed the treaty, said in 2010 that he may have given too much away to United States prosecutor when the pact was framed. In 2011, British legislators urged the government to change the procedures. Dominic Raab, a lawmaker for the governing Conservatives, said that at the time that Mr. McKinnon should not be treated like a gangland mobster or Al-Qaeda mastermind. You know what? The rest of the story is up at the New York Times. I am disgusted with our government at this point. I don't want to even read any more of this.
I'm wondering if their decision to pretty much tell the U.S. to go stuff it has anything to do with how the U.S. has handled Mega Upload.
They should. Goodness. What is with our, you know, I'm not going to even ask what's with our government. Some of these people that are in office, I think as there's an age limit on how old you can be to become a senator, there should be an ending age.
Yes. I mean, because some of these justices stay until literally they die.
Yeah. And some of them don't understand the world when it changes from the world that they came into power.
When they're born, there are barely cars around. Now everybody has one. The phones, that was new. But now everybody has, you know, cell phones in their hands everywhere they go.
Some of them don't. It's very clear they don't know how to use their cell phone because these are the same people that are getting caught having sex in the bathroom with people and texting back and forth with people via their work cell phones, not understanding that anybody can see it. And then when it's seen, they're like, "You invaded my privacy." Now, not that I'm saying the person was right for invading your privacy, but if you don't want it seen, you need to learn how to secure it.
Speaking of, just a short little blurb. I don't actually have a story for it. Wish I did. I should have saved that last night. And I didn't realize people could do this. Shame on me for not realizing this. Did you know that people can add you to groups without your permission on Facebook?
Yeah.
There was a story. Where was I reading this? I don't remember. Anyways, some kids joined a all-gay, transgender, lesbian, or supporter choir group. And the choir group leader added them to the very, very public Facebook page. And they weren't out to their families yet. Except that as soon as they were added, it outed them to their families. And it's caused a lot of heartache, a lot of harm. So, people, careful what you're sharing on Facebook. Careful who you let share your stuff on Facebook.
Well, you need to also pay attention to what groups you're a member of, and that is on the left side of your Facebook. If you go to your main page, not your page to see it as other people see it, but you can see all the pages and groups that you're a member of. If you can't see it, because if you're like me, I have like 50 million games I play, you can use that little more button down there at the bottom. So I can tell you I'm only a member of two groups, and we need to have one. I wonder why I haven't done that yet. But anyway, Simwatch and Game Aviation are it. So you keep an eye on, you know, what groups you're in, because you may be in a group you don't really want to be associated with. Just saying.
Yes. So just watch it, people, because I've read about this. I was just about heartbroken for these people. What is going on? My mouse is going nuts today. I keep hearing the whole little ding noise. Like, I've unplugged my mouse. My mouse, like, jumps for a second. And that goes back to working correctly.
Jay says, Senator McCain, he heard John McCain has a smartphone with a rotary dialer on it. You know what, though? That would be cool.
Yeah, I want that. Yeah.
Somebody make that, a rotary dialer app.
That'd be awesome. Does he have the whole little horn that fits in his ear?
Oh, my God. With a little twirly cord.
Wow. Wow. All right, so you just read the last one, right? So it's
nope.
No?
You read the last one, but you can go again because it was short, and I got sandwiched.
All right. A pro StarCraft player gets suspension for joking about having sex with an underage girl.
What?
Mm-hmm. GamePolitics.com. I'm probably going to say your name wrong, and at this point, I don't care. Iles Stefano Satori, a 19-year-old French professional StarCraft II player, found himself at the business end of a half-month suspension after joking over Battle.net during a professional competition that he'd had sex with a 14-year-old girl. Stefano's comments earned him a suspension without pay for the month of October. Stefano recently signed a lucrative deal with the Evil Geniuses team, and everything seemed great. Shush, kitty, go away. But late last week, during a live stream on Twitch TV, fellow StarCraft II player and friend team...
A live stream? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Team Digenitus, Samian BlingGK, oh, my God, some of these names, was appalled when Stefano sent him a private message over Battle.net joking about having sex with a minor. Sam, I effed a child yesterday. 14 years old, Stefano continued. Bling was like, well, WTF. I might only be interested in MILFs and kids now, says Stefano. You can, well, there are screen captures of the conversation over on GamePolitics.com if you want to see it. I'm personally disgusted.
So he's an idiot, and he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order.
I don't know. What's the age limit in France?
Because I think 16 is still too young. I think 16 in the UK in general is considered an adult, I think.
I think Canada is 14. That's why I'm a little...
In my head, it should be 20. You people, that's still a kid.
Age of consent. 15.
Okay. That's
wow.
Still too young. Still way too young, dude.
Still way too... Oh, my God. Yeah, so anyways, his friend or a teammate, whatever, turned him in. Thank you, by the way, Mr. What was your name again? Mr. Bling G. Or Bling. Mr. Bling. Whatever. Way to go. Thank you for turning the guy in. He's apologized over Twitter. Whether or not it's true, I guess we're going to find out. Because, you know, somebody's going to research this and find out whether or not it's true.
If it is, her parents should press charges.
Yeah. And you, Mr. Stefano, can go ahead and kiss your career goodbye, because if this is true, and even that you joked about this, over here in America, any career that you had or thought you might have over here in the Americas is gone. Gone. We're not going to forget this.
We don't run across you in a dark alley. That's specifically on this show.
Yes, exactly. Or any kind of, laser gun. Fight thing.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know, you're going to get like a butt to the head. And I'm not talking about the squishy kind.
Mine's not squishy.
No, your butt's all nice and round. It's all like, oh, I'm not.
Rawr.
Yes.
Did we tell you that I got accosted at a PAX by one of the ghosts from Pac-Man?
No, you didn't. Tell me the 50 did it.
Well, yeah, he did it, and then there was a ghost at PAX that did it. He grabbed my But I was so shocked.
That's very famous rear end.
I didn't even know what to do. What do you do when a ghost from Pac-Man grabs your butt?
I
was so shocked.
Threatened to go get Pac-Man.
I should have, but I was like, you really? He goes, that's nice back there, a bit like a Chevy, girl. It's like, oh, my God.
Wow. You know, on one hand, I want to laugh. On the other hand, I think I'd have been irritated.
I didn't know it was such a shock. It's not like what happened with our friend over there with the guy flashing himself. Okay. But I didn't take any offense to it because it was so shocking about who was doing it, and he didn't touch me anywhere else. And I know everybody always likes to touch my butt. I don't know what that is.
Because you have such a nasty little butt.
So most times it does not bother me. This is not an invitation, by the way. Those of you who walk up and reach behind me, you know, you catch me on the wrong day, that may be a bad day. But he caught me on a day when I just wasn't altogether sure of what to do. Should I hit you? But it's a ghost from Pac-Man. I can't hit you. You're not even blue. I can't bite you. It was a red one.
It was a red one.
I remember that. Okay. Here's some interesting news. Let me get back on topic here. Because you see, I'm sick and I'm loopy. Microsoft has been, you know, throwing this in our face that we're going to get Surface. Surface is coming. And we're like, how much? And they say, we're not telling you. And we say, how much? Don't, Ginger. So Microsoft has finally let the cat out of the bag by putting up a pre-order page for the new Surface tablet. It appeared briefly this morning. Briefly, we mean very briefly, but it was just long enough for us to get a price point. Starting at $499 for the 32-gigabyte version. This is going to include, again, the tablet's keyboard cover. The page also indicated that users will have, well, no, I'm sorry. Actually, it doesn't come with a keyboard cover. To get the keyboard cover, you have to shell out an additional $100. Okay, Microsoft, why am I getting this and not a computer? Explain to me again. How is this better than iPad? Other than it'll have Word documents on it? I don't know. Anyway, the 64-gigabyte version of the tablet will be costing around $699, and the cover will be included. So for this is ridiculous. Okay, so for $500, I can pay to get the tablet. But for a few more gigabytes, I can pay another $100, whatever. Okay, so.
Wow.
Okay, assuming that the prices are correct, this gives Surface kind of the same starting price as the iPad with twice as much memory and a larger screen. Microsoft has already begun promoting the tablets with ads in subway stations, which is obviously not here in Texas because we don't do subways. The devices actually will not hit stores, hit shelves until the 26th of October, when the company will also pull the trigger on its new operating system, Windows 8. The software is already up for pre-order online if you want to get you one for $70, though you'll get a hefty discount of $40 if you wait October 26th for the digital download. I may actually get Windows 8 just because it's so cheap. Thank you, Microsoft, for listening, for following in Apple's footsteps and not charging us $400. Microsoft, you know, Microsoft Home, $400. So according to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the company is planning to roll out between 3 million and 5 million units at launch, which they say is comparable to the initial rollouts for the Nexus 7 and the Amazon Kindle Fire. So we shall see.
We shall see. Mm. They're definitely going head-to-head, aren't they?
They need trying to. They're trying. We'll see how it works out.
Awesome. All right. Holiday seasons are coming up, and I know some of you are looking for jobs right now. Online retail giant Amazon.com is going to be hiring more than 50,000 seasonal employees. These are going to fulfill centers across the United States as the company and its rivals gear up for the winter holiday season. Retailers typically add seasonal staff in the weeks leading up to holiday. Yeah, we know that. Temporary associates play a critical role in meeting increased customer demand during the holiday season, and we expect thousands of temporary associates will stay on in full-time positions, says Dave Clark. He's the Vice President of Global Customer Fulfillment. Amazon did not say how many seasonal workers it's hired for the 2011 holiday season, but said that the plan to hire more than 50,000 is up slightly from last year. You know, even with the economy in a slump, we still like to spend money. In September, Walmart stores said that they also plan to hire 50,000 more seasonal employees. Also, by the way, on the Walmart front, they are starting a new day delivery thing, so you can order from the website and have same-day delivery. They're hiring people for that, so check into that if you need a job.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I wasn't sure how that was going to go. I heard that when I was in Walmart the other day.
There are a lot of people threatening to walk out of Walmart for that, and I don't exactly blame them.
What, for having to deliver door-to-door?
Yeah, and Walmart is notorious for treating their employees not the best. Not the best, but, you know, if you're hard up and you need money, they need people. The deal is with Walmart, they won't give you a set shift, and if you get on their bad side, they will take away your shift for that week, so you won't get paid.
And well, that means they need to band together and everybody walk out.
Yeah, it's what a lot of them are looking at doing, are forming a what do you call those?
Union.
Thank you. A union. We don't hear that word too much here in the South very much, but.
Yeah, we need some.
Yeah, Walmart employees are looking at making a union for this because it's ridiculous. Target also has plans to hire about 80,000 to 90,000 seasonal employees. Target's plans to hire fewer than the 92,000 seasonal staff it brought on in 2011 said that 30% of those who were hired to work during last year's holiday season were then given year-round positions. So that's awesome. So it's not exactly that the numbers are down, it's that they kept the people. So check that out, people. That's three different people who are looking for employees.
And if you're techie, hit me up on Facebook. I will tell you some other places that are hiring that you don't have to leave the house for.
Yay!
And I mean techie. Just because you know how to turn on your iPhone doesn't necessarily make you techie.
True story. Very, very true story.
I know how to do some stuff. All right. Well, this is not good. Google, I need you all to straighten up and fly right. There's a new Gmail feature that puts your emails in normal Google search results.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No. Why?
Well, they believe this is okay. They say when you're looking for something, you should be able to find what you need quickly and easily without needing to think about where it might be, whether it's in your email or out on the public web. This is from Google software engineer Brian Molinar.
Molinar, I don't like you.
He said this in a blog post. The company originally released a field trial of a new search bar in Google this past August. It allows users to see relevant emails right in the search bar as they type in keywords. Now, the new feature gives you relevant emails, but also Google Calendar events as well as Google Drive files. They said if you want to be a part of the field test, you can go over to google.com/experimental/Gmail field trial. They said if you're out on the public web and are logged into your Gmail account, you'll be able to see Gmail data there too. Okay, my question is, can anybody see it?
I don't know, because, see, I already know Google Images. If you search for Google Images, say you search for yourself, whatnot,
mm-hmm.
anything that's in your Google profile, your Google Images, you'll see first. It'll say yours, and then it'll show what's on the web.
Then it may be having to do with this thing here is what they were putting in.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that if there's some email, you know, what happens if there's a glitch and then everybody's email is just loose on the web, honey?
Exactly. Because, I mean, the image thing annoys me, so I've gone in and set mine to private. I mean, I still see it when I do the search, but other people shouldn't be able to see my images now, or at least not the ones that I don't want to share.
Yeah, those ones with you and the midget porn?
Yes.
That time?
Me and the midget hooker, yeah.
No, ma'am.
Oh, my God, and Origin just cannot get a break. Origin cannot.
Oh, they got to get... Oh, man, I told Jay. Go ahead.
Origin users download thousands of free games through messed up Origin promo.
Yeah, I said that one yesterday. Did it happen again, or...?
You know what? This may have been from yesterday, so never mind. I'm not going to read it. My bad.
Imagine.
All right. I don't think we read this one. 11 Republican lawmakers urge president to abandon executive orders on cybersecurity. Yay! 11 Republican lawmakers have urged President Obama not to go forward with an executive order that would implement cybersecurity measures without members of Congress. They believe that the executive order would be a hasty unilateral action and would have a number of unintended consequences on the Internet. In a letter seen last Thursday, they outlined three reasons why an executive order is a horrible idea. Firstly, they say that such an order would make it easier for countries that are not keen on a free Internet, China, Russia, and Iran, to convince the United Nations to take control of the Internet. There has been some movement towards governments of the world gaining tighter controls on the global shared Internet. U.S. lawmakers, including both Republicans and Democrats, and many within the administration, think that this is a bad idea. I agree. Why can't I talk today? Republicans say that the order will almost certainly be exploited by other nations to justify their efforts to regulate the internet. Yes, America, because it's not like we are exploiting others' legal systems to do our bidding, right? They also do not like the idea of the Department of Homeland Security having control over a cybersecurity apparatus, which would then have the power to regulate businesses. Opponents of that order that are not Republicans would likely say that they do not want the DHS to have access to so much private information shared by the likes of companies such as Google and Facebook. And lastly, they also say a top-down, one-size-fits-all bureaucracy might give cyber criminals and terrorists an easier target. True story. So, power to the internet, power to freedom. And, you know, while I don't exactly care who's opposing this, I just wanted to post. Left, right, blue, red, I don't care. This should not pass at all. This is a bad idea. A very, very bad idea. A good idea? Nominating Corey and I for president.
They don't want
she
me
can be president, I'll be vice president.
They don't want me to be president. I'll ask them to play, like, music from games every time I come up on the podium. Not the traditional.
Awesome.
You know, not the one that goes, yes.
Sorry.
Exactly. Or I'll come up and they'll be playing Mario. Dun, 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 dun. That's when I have good news. Dun, 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 dun.
That'd be awesome.
I'd have a big G on my shirt.
Yay!
And wearing my hat. Got my Lara Croft guns on when I walk up.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Got to have the Lara Croft gun.
Madam Vice and President, why do you all have Lara Croft guns? Why not?
I had a long time ago, somebody in Second Life bought me a pair of guns, and those things are just about bigger than I am. And
I have some Lara Croft guns.
Huge!
I have some Lara Croft. Mine aren't huge, though, and they actually, you know, strap to the thighs and everything in Second Life. They're old,
but... Yeah. But mine hang just about past my knees.
Oh, no, mine were not that big. And you could do flips with them like they gave you a special anime. I flip and you, you know, crouch and, you know, they were Lara Croft.
Oh,
guns.
My God!
It's like
marketplace.com.
No, those are old. Oh, this is before Marketplace. It was a Marketplace. It was X Street, okay? That's how long ago that was. Okay.
I got
some bad news.
What you got? What you got?
At least I'm perceiving it as bad news. Okay, so Microsoft has laid off a lot of the Lionhead employees. And I know some of you are saying, who's Lionhead? Okay, let me take you back. Peter Molyneux founded Bullfrog, which became Lionhead, which made Black and White, which made Fable, which made that movie, that game that I love, the movies. Oh, God. Okay, so they've let go an undisclosed number of employees at Lionhead Studios following the completion of Fable, The Journey. They would not, again, say how many people exactly that they let go, but they're saying it's around 10% of the current workforce will be affected by the time the consultation process ends. Oh, they got a consultant in? Oh, y'all should have just packed up y'all's desk. Just everybody pack up your desk. Someone from Microsoft Studios said in a statement that they released to Games Industry International that there is a thoughtful and fair consultation process for all employees to ensure that they have the best possible chance of finding a role inside Microsoft Studios. We're working closely with the affected employees during this difficult time and helping them to explore opportunities. We do not have an exact number to share, but by the end of 2012, these reductions will account for less than 10% of the overall headcount at Lionhead. Kinect game Fable The Journey was released just last week and performed poorly in the UK charts, only entering in at number 37.
That's because they are so addicted to FIFA they can't, you know, step away to play anything else.
Well, this Fable, they should never have done what they did. You can't, man, there's some people like myself who are just as hardcore about Fable as some people are about their Madden. And imagine if they said, okay, from here on out, you're going to get to play as one football player in Madden. You can't coach the team, and you can only move using the you can't use the controller. You can only move using the Kinect, which puts you on rails, essentially. The reviews, of course, have been muted, with the game scoring an average Metacritic rating of 62%, which really doesn't matter for Metacritic. Following the completion of Fable The Journey, Lionhead Studios has begun work on its next project. As is common, of course, in the industry, a smaller headcount is needed as the project kicks off and ramp up as full production gets underway, continued Microsoft. At this time, a small number of positions have been identified as at risk of redundancy. and the affected employees are notified today that basically your ass may be fired by the end of the day. We are working very closely, they say, with those people during this difficult time to help them explore alternative opportunities within Microsoft, including new roles at Microsoft Studios, which is growing in the UK and actively hiring across all locations, including Lionhead, Rare, Soho Productions, and our recently announced new studio in London. Why don't you just move them? Microsoft added to it that it hopes to add over 100 positions to its internal studios in between now and June 2013. Last year, of course, Peter Molyneux left the studio but remained as a creative consultant for Fable the Journey. Why didn't you just take those people and move them to the new studios and give them new jobs and say, you know what, you're going to be trained for a new job?
Yes, that would have been a good idea.
And I hate to say it, but make them sign a non-exclusive whatever waiver, meaning if you can't go at least for a year after returning you. There you go. You can't go. You got a year, you got to stay here at least a year. I don't. God, that is horrible right before the holidays. Does the UK have unemployment benefits? Do they get unemployment?
I believe so, but I'm not for certain.
Well, I'm sorry that y'all lost y'all's jobs, but there's plenty of jobs over here in Austin. Just saying.
True story. Come on down. Come on down. We've got biscuits, we got jelly, and we have sweet tea.
We got all the cool game companies in Texas. Look us up.
And we have us.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
You know, makes it all that much better.
We will sit in your lap and make it all better.
Yes, we are the queens of Texas.
Shh, don't tell everybody. Don't come after us.
We run this place.
Who run this mother?
We do.
Are you ready? Because if not, I got another.
I am. I was just laughing about that. All right, so Guns N' Robots closed beta triggered. Masthead Studios is launching the closed beta phase for its explosive upcoming titles, Guns N' Robots. Yay!
Oh, boy. Wait a minute, wrong song.
All right, so Guns N' Robots is a skill-based, teamwork-focused online shooter featuring annihilating customizable robots fighting in different arenas. The game combines fun art with a robust variety of weapons and weapon enchantments. Wait a minute, enchantments? All right. The game is free-to-play, and this month players are offered exclusive opportunity to become part of the development process. In the Guns N' Robots closed beta, each player that signs up will have the chance to be granted access to play before the official release date. There will be surveys on participants' play experience, and their valued input will help creators to make the game even better. More information will be provided on the official Facebook page of Guns N' Robots. You can look that up. That's facebook.com/GunsAndRobots. All right, so what do we got? We got a couple of features here, if I can scroll. Number one, enjoyable and extremely funny online arena battles where you literally blast your way through. The game provides players with a thrilling assortment of maps to explore and dominate. Customizable characters with a wide variety of weapons and over 150 different parts. In Guns N' Robots, the robots come in three module classes based on players' assembly and unlimited options for character customization. Adrenaline-pumping gameplay during many levels, adding a new dimension to the TPS category. What's TPS? Ooh, I like TPSs. Dynamic combat experience. Players can choose the lineup for the deathmatch, race, capture the flag, and other game mods, engaging in high-level real-time combat. Custom designed arena to test the look, movements, and weapons of each robot configuration. Team up with friends and fight together against other players. Pinpoint enemies with multiple weapons simultaneously. That sounds hot. And best of all, did we mention Guns N' Robots is free to play? All right, so head over to their Facebook page and check it out. I've also got this up on new.gamingatrix.com this morning, so head over there and check it out.
I'm a cowboy. I'm sorry, the song is stuck in my head.
I don't remember the rest of that song. It's like right there on the tip of my tongue. I can almost think about it, but not
quite. I'll sing it for you later.
Okay. And Corey's got a beautiful voice. She really
does. Not today, I don't. Okay. Not today, I don't. I have some things going on in my throat and my lungs. All right, you Pokemon people, listen up. Wait a minute. Never mind, because I have news from 2 days in our mailbox. What's that about? 2 days ago. That's weird.
That is strange.
Okay, well, then I'll move along to my next story I had queued up. Activision says your Call of Duty Elite will be free
Yay!
The good news for all Call of Duty players is that the Series Elite Premium membership will be free for Black Ops 2. Now, before you knew there was bad news. The bad news is that there will no longer it will no longer include the membership's primary draw, all of the game's downloadable content. Activision today announced that the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 will grant all players free access to its elite service, including new features like multiplayer broadcasting and stat tracking for the game's zombie mode. However, the monthly downloadable content drops that were part of the elite membership for last year's Modern Warfare 3 are being replaced by four downloadable map packs with new content for the multiplayer and zombie modes. When they debut next year, the packs will sell for $15 each, and a season pass bundle for all four will also be sold separately for $50. Each pack will debut on Xbox 360 before moving to other systems. Not all platforms are guaranteed to receive the maps, and pricing could vary from system to system. Speaking with GI International, Activision Publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg acknowledged that the Elite subscription may have played a part in Modern Warfare 3's difficulty living up to the sales pace set by its predecessor. And he said, while Modern Warfare 3's tale didn't match that of the Black Ops, the launch of Black Ops didn't match that of Modern Warfare 3. He says, I think those two things are related. We have been able to turn Call of Duty launches into such cultural events that they draw more and more buyers forward into the launch window. Modern Warfare 3's tale was still incredibly strong. The tale is strong with this one. That's it. Keeping our...
Wow. That wasn't identical?
Yes. That said, keeping our player community more united is definitely one of our goals with this changed approach. Well, I'm sure some of you will be very happy that you can play Call of Duty Black Ops 2, releases November 13th on your Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. And there's also a Wii U version that will be available on November 18th when it launches.
Ooh. Wow, that is still so strange to hear about that on the Wii U. I'm like, are you sure about that? It's all right. But yeah, it is. It's just odd.
I'm going to get down to the store, and I'm mad at Ginger for these Lego cookies, biscuits.
Don't they look good? Oh, I'm going to the store later and getting that to make those.
I'm mad at you.
They're going to be so good.
I'm mad at you.
Oh, and I got my two pumpkins last night, so me and the pumpkins are going to have to sit down and plan out what we're going to do.
Going to gut them?
Yes. They have to decide how they're going to die.
Ginger, I'm scared.
Well, you know, I let them choose. Well, one doesn't get to choose. One of them gets a fairy door.
Yay.
All right. So, what do we got? EA and Zyniga talk about opposition to Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah.
Executives from Zyniga and Electronic Arts talk about how publicly opposing the Defense of Marriage Act has impacted their businesses. Earlier this year, Chick-fil-A... Oh, wow, I so wanted to say something else with that name. Came out publicly to say that it supported traditional marriage between a man and a woman because they're stupid. This set off a firestorm of protests and boycotts for the restaurant chain. In response to this stance and for their own reasons, companies such as EA and Zyniga decided to sign on to an amicus brief opposing the Defense of Marriage Act. The law... legally defines marriage between one man and one woman.
Oh.
Interestingly, EA and Zyniga's opposition to DOMA has yielded no backlash from investors or from the press or internally. No, because we think that anybody, if they're happy and in love, should get married. You know, as, you know, as long as they are of legal age and, you know, want it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we are very vocal about our position. And people ultimately have an option to invest in the company or not. This is coming from Reggie Davis, Electronic Arts Head of Global Diversity and Inclusion, Ginger Maceda. Ginger! Said that the positive comments far outweigh any negative comments the company has received about DOMA. There have been no questions, comments, or concerns raised from our investors with regards to support for LGBT initiatives in the community or having LGBT characters in our games. Essentially, it's been a non-issue from an investor perspective. Davis went on to call the fight for LGBT equality the civil rights issue of our time. True story. Oh, that thunder's getting loud. All right, so there are 13, 14, and 15-year-old boys and girls committing suicide throughout a lot of the country because they cannot come to grips in their community with being who they are. This is coming from Davis. And he goes on to say, he goes on to say, and to me, it is just takes the whole debate around some people who don't agree with it, or you're a public company, should you not do this because of your full representation to your shareholders? We're very vocal about our position, and people ultimately have an option to invest in the company or not. In other words, if you don't like what we have to say, take your money and shove it. We don't need it. As long as there's good disclosure around what your commitments are in the, at the company, then people can make informed decisions as to whether they want to invest or not. I think this is awesome. All right, so you can read more about this over at gamepolitics.com. I will admit that I did skim this. It is rather long.
You know, I kind of feel the same way about this as I feel about the whole Chick-fil-A thing. They probably should keep their opinions to themselves. However, that being said, let me get political for a moment. I don't like when, like what you just said, you know, that we should allow people to be themselves. People say, oh, you're being liberal. You know what? I really don't care about your liberal label. You know what I don't want? You know, if maybe Natrix was to grow up and be lesbian, I need for her to be able to be herself around everybody. I don't, you know, I'd rather have her here and happy than dead and unhappy. And that should be the end goal for everybody out there. If you don't like gay people, then just don't deal with them. But that doesn't mean you have to be in their face or try to prevent them from finding their happiness. I don't care. As long as you're not bothering me, I don't bother you. You bother me, I'm going to bother you.
Amen. I don't exactly say, hey, I'm blue or I'm red or I'm this or I'm that. But I do say that, you know, if you're happy and in your love, I don't care if you're two girls or two guys. I don't even care if you're two girls and one guy. I don't care. Legal age.
I have to draw the line, though, at a person and a sheep because we can't understand what the sheep is saying. Now, they may be happy, but we don't know. So you need to leave the sheep
alone.
Human, you
consenting and the age. Yes.
And human, that's the human part.
Two humans, consenting age, go for it.
Yeah, that's the one article I read about the guy that was hooking up with the dolphin.
Yeah, or the chick who married her pillow, or the chick who married her
mirror.
Eiffel Tower.
Well, see, her still, I can't say anything, because, you know, the pillow, it, again, as far as I know, is an inanimate object. If we find out they're living, then I will have the same stance. I got to get off this topic. I'm going into some crazy stuff. I'm sick, so it's not helping me.
Yeah, and you know I love you, Allie and the Corey.
Man, I'm about to have
pretty
some...
much be happy, be in love, go for it. Oh, and be a gamer.
Yes. And don't eat people. There you go. Because zombies will be dealt with. Okay, Microsoft, you guys should know if you got an Xbox.
Oh, man, y'all got to tune in tonight, too. I got a good one for tonight. Okay, go ahead.
Pixanista, we got... Oh, yeah, we're doing...
I've got a really cool tutorial on how to make yourself look like a zombie.
Ooh, nice. Okay, yeah, you got to watch because Ginger's going to show us that. Anyway, you people that have an Xbox, including myself, panic. Panic time is upon us because Xbox is rolling out new 360 updates.
Oh, no. They better not break my Xbox, man. I just got that thing working.
Well, Major Nelson is saying that the update will be...
I'm going to hold you personally responsible if it breaks.
I'm going to mess up your hair when I see you again, Nelson. How about that?
He's in trouble.
Oh, yeah, he knows it's coming. update will see a gradual deployment across subscribers and regions. Microsoft has targeted about 3 million systems with the first wave of updates. I don't know who it is. Don't ask us who. Some of you don't realize we don't make the news. We just report it. So I don't know who's getting it first. And I don't try to pull any strings on stuff like this, although I probably should because I don't want my Xbox bricked. But anyway, there's plans to add to that number over the next couple of weeks. So what you may notice after you apply the update is that the introduction of the Xbox Music Service and Internet Explorer to the console will be different. Beyond that, Microsoft is changing the user interface of the dashboard to include more tiles on each screen, a content recommendation algorithm to help with product discovery, and a customizable section of the dashboard where you users can pin your favorite games and apps. Thank you! So now I can actually find the indie game store because I'll have to put it there. Other changes to the system are less likely to be so widely appreciated. Users in 9 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, Mexico, Italy, Spain, Austria, and Ireland, will be able to use the Kinect voice search function after updating. U.S. Xbox 360 owners will get access to a sports destination page. Why? I don't know. And the Zune Video Marketplace will be renamed with an update to Xbox Video. One of the other previously announced features of the update will be Xbox Smart Glass, which won't be available till after the 26th once they launch Windows 8. And I am already scared. I don't know about the rest of you. I am wringing my hands. Are you scared, Ginger?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, seriously, last time they did it, I lost all my network settings. And I thought that my Xbox was fried.
Yeah, and mine won't stay connected. And it's not just a problem with me. It's a bunch of people who started having this problem after they did the last update. It will not stay connected wirelessly. You know, I used to be able to turn it on and just go. I have to actually go in like I'm resetting up the wireless every single time if I turn off the Xbox.
Well, so far, I've not had that issue since I figured out what I did wrong. But if I start having that, I'm going to be very, very, very upset because I tend to have... I'm like Corey. I have a million passwords.
Mm-hmm. In my head. They're
yes,
not written.
Yes.
They're in my head.
And sometimes I forget which password goes where, so I have to, like, start scrolling through them.
Look, and mine are on a list where I literally, how I see them is I'll have the name and then I'll move the passwords up or down, you know, depending on when I change them. And I'm in my head, like, trying to visualize a list going, okay, I had this one last time. So if I move this side down, okay. Type. Damn it. Wait a minute.
That's funny. No, I use like a whole little symbol thing. I've got some of them written down, but I've got some of the letters and then I've got like arrows and little symbols.
Patterns.
Stuff. Yeah. So that I'm not actually writing down my password.
Yep. You're going to have to use that new, what you call it thing. What's that, the one we were telling them about, Verizon? That transfer of data via your hand? That's the only way you get my password.
I don't want somebody to cut my hand off.
I would like to say to EA, I'm going to need you to fix it for this beta thing. Fix it. Oh, they did fix it. Joe, go quick. They fixed it, Joe. They fixed it.
Oh, they fixed it.
They fixed it, Joe. They fixed it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Sign up for beta, Joe. Joe, we're in.
And she squealed. She squealed. Isn't she so cute?
Joe.
Crap.
I'm sorry.
FoxConn cannot get a break. Have we talked about this? FoxConn finds underage workers in Yantai, China factory. This just popped up on GamePolitics.com. I mean, just popped up. The Associated Press reports that China-based electronics manufacturer Foxconn has admitted that underage workers are part of its massive workforce in the country. We already kind of suspected this, knew this. Remember, there were reports of them moving the underage workers around so that they wouldn't be found by the, who was that group that came through to check for them? Anyways. Foxconn, which has had a hard time this month keeping production flowing at its plant due to riots and labor disputes, assembles a variety of electronics for Apple, Microsoft, Samsung, and others. You know what, people? We don't want Foxconn having these issues anymore. Let's start buying from somebody else, okay?
Really?
Foxconn claims that it conducted an internal investigation and found that underage interns were working in its factory located in the eastern city of Yantai. I'm probably saying the name wrong. The company claims that they sent these youngsters back to school because the minimum legal working age in China is 16. You liars. You put them somewhere else until everybody was gone and not looking, and you brought them back. We know you did. The company added that it is working with schools in the area to determine how these young interns were sent to its factory. The company did not divulge just how many underage interns it found. We recognize that full responsibility for these violations rests with our company, and we have apologized to each of these students for our role in this action. Any Foxconn employee found through our investigation to be responsible for these violations will have their employment immediately terminated. Seriously, with as many issues as this one company has had, why are we still using them? Can we not find any other company?
No, apparently
we cannot.
Can we
not bring these jobs back here to the U.S.?
Apparently we cannot.
So, no, we want slave workers, and we want underage slave workers. That's nice. That's brilliant. Apple and Microsoft and Samsung. I hate that. You know who we have not heard here? Google.
Yeah, I'm going to mind my own business. I have an angry kitten Ajax in the back, so we got to wrap this up soon. But
yeah, mine pushed her way in. She pushed the door open and came in. I was like, I didn't think you could do that.
Well, she cannot open the door, so she's not very happy. So I hear, meow, in the back. Let me out. All right, but I will share one more thing with you. Bethesda Softworks and id Software in Doom 3 Edition. Are you all ready? Doom 3 BFG is now available here in North America.
Yay!
The Doom 3 BFG edition features enhanced remastered versions of both Doom 3 and the Resurrection of Evil add-on pack, as well as hours of new content, including 8 new levels entitled The Lost Mission. Doom 3 BFG edition is now available in North America on PC for a mere $29.99, which is good. Very nice. And on Xbox 360 and on the PlayStation 3 for $39.99. So still not bad. Still not up in the $60 range. In addition to terrifying horror found in Doom 3, players will also experience an unreleased single-player story, The Lost Mission, featuring 8 heart-pounding single-player levels that once again bring players to the edge of their seats. Fully remastered for both Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, Doom 3 and its expansion pack feature greatly enhanced visuals that will immerse the player in the demonic world of Doom 3 like never before. I think I'm done with Doom, actually.
I've never played Doom.
Well, if you've played, you know, the rest of these, Call of Duty and the rest of them that came after, you pretty much played Doom 3. They were all modeled after it, and all they did was open up the world, because I think Doom 3 originally was in caves or tunnels, because, you know, we couldn't do all the cool stuff we can do now with the sky and... I think I'm over Doom 3. And I think they were the ones, too, that were one of the first ones that made me motion sick with the back and forth rocking motion of the screen, like you were walking, which we really didn't need, because when you're walking, you don't notice it, so I don't need it on my screen either, which is what made me sick. But anyway, some of you out there are some diehard Doom fans. Go out and pick it up. It will not be available to our UK people until the 19th, so you have a couple more days to wait. And remember, as always, it is rated M by the ESRB. So if you've got little people around, make sure, you know, they're either not around or you get to splaining. They're going to be blowing stuff up. I don't know. I'm not that excited. I think I'm over Doom. I think it's over.
I don't hear a lot of people too excited about it nowadays. I mean, I haven't heard Doom and even mention of Doom in forever.
Yeah, it's almost like that ex that comes back and says, baby, we need to get back together. And you're like, okay, no, not so much.
Yeah, you think about it for a day and you're all like romanticizing it. And then, you know, you hang around them a little bit longer. You're like, you know what? I remember why we're no longer together.
You know, I never liked you.
I
realize that now. I never liked you. By the way, people, I need some boards from a farm bill. I need some boards from a farm bill.
I will send you some in a little bit, as long as it doesn't make me log in.
You're going to have to log in. Send me some boards.
All right. Do we have time for me to do one more?
We got 2 minutes, so I can run some music and you can try to talk over it if you like.
Nah, no biggie. I'll just put it up on the website. All right, hey, there's a Zombies Run 5K training out now. I'm going to put it up on new.gamingatrix.com. Head over there, check it out. This does look to be in London, so this is not for us Americans, but we do know we have some Brits who listen. So if you're wanting to do a zombie run, check this out.
Yep, and we just had ours in Austin a few weekends ago, or was it last weekend?
Yeah, we have one coming up in December, I want to say, too, right?
Yep, in December. I'm not going to do that because, I can't run 5K. It's a 5K run and obstacle course.
Yeah, we have one here coming up in about a week or so. I'm thinking about doing the actual crawl part, but not the run.
I don't think I should do that. I think I might make a good zombie because I'll chase and then I'll stop.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys get signed up for that again. 5K, make sure you're in good shape. Please don't go out there and kill yourself. If you can't run 5K, just stop. You know, it's nothing to
do with a zombie crawl.
Yep, just shamble along. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got to say, somebody better have a boombox out there doing the whole Michael Jackson song.
Oh,
know?
Man, Thriller would be nice.
Thriller.
Or even this one. Could you see some zombie freakum dress?
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. Torn up freakum dress.
Just like zombie.
That'd be hot. Man, that'd be hot. No, and you could totally zombie crawl in sexy shoes.
We'll see you guys tonight for Pixabies. We're just going to decide to look like put zombie makeup on. It's going to
be
hot.
Yes.
Oh my God, I canceled my toes.
Oh no! I'm gonna need you to keep telling me how my outfit's so nice. Little to heal. My get off.